Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon. We're out here day six of fall camp, or day one for the sixth time, as Chad Morris might put it. A lot of the talk in fall camp has been the quarterback battle between Ty Story and Cole Kelly, but today we didn't see either of those guys in the period that we were allowed to watch. It was Connor Nolan and John Stephen Jones and Dalton Hyatt. Yeah. So talk a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, Chad said, has said in the past, he may have said it, he probably said it at media day, but all those quarterbacks are going to get a chance to run with the ones and the twos and the threes. So we saw Connor Nolan run with the ones today. Not really anything spectacular from any of those guys. And John Stephen ran with the second group. Dalton Hyatt ran with the third, and Dalton Hyatt, I mean, a lot of people got really excited about him and his mobility in the spring game. Ran with the threes, and nothing spectacular really from any of those guys. We did see a completion to, I think it was Austin Cantrell, and Devall Whaley had a couple of nice runs, but that was really like the main takeaways from the first part of the 11-on-11 work. So Ty Story and Cole Kelly, I think that kind of shows you there's more separation there than some people may think. And even there, I think that Cole's kind of taken a step ahead of Ty, in my opinion anyway, just from what I've seen, the accuracy drills and stuff. But, yeah, the bottom three guys, so Connor Nolan, John Stephen Jones, and Dalton Hyatt got some work today. And, I mean, I didn't expect to see that going in, but Chad Morris has said that was going to happen. So I guess today was the day for it.
Yeah, it seemed like they weren't really asking him to do too much. It was, to me, it seemed like more about the timing and just the speed of everything and getting back to the ball.
Yeah, getting used to playing with guys that you never know. You might have to step in and fill in for one of those guys, and you want to have some familiarity and some chemistry built up with some of those guys. So I think it's a necessary thing for them to do. So pretty good idea.
We just talked to Chad Morris a little bit ago. He said Randy Ramsey is a little dinged up. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about him?
Yeah, I noticed I was doing a three deep on the defense when they were doing the 11-on-11 stuff and didn't see Randy out there. Maybe thought, since Michael Taylor was slid into the right end spot, that maybe Chad and the defensive coaches just wanted to see Michael Taylor in there, get him some more reps. Randy wasn't wearing a colored jersey. He wasn't wearing a green or yellow jersey, so didn't really register with me that much. And then Chad says that give us a little update on Randy. He's got a little bit of a hamstring issue. Don't believe it's going to be anything too serious, so wouldn't worry too much about it. They're just being really cautious with some of these guys. And I mean, if a guy like Randy Ramsey is going to be one of your best ends this year, arguably your best end this year, you don't want to push him day six of fall camp. And I mean, Randy's going to get his work in and his reps in anyway. And I think he's like I said with the quarterbacks, he's a step ahead of those guys behind him. So maybe getting him a little rest and getting him fully healthy for that scrimmage on Saturday, surely they'll have him back for that. So I don't think it's going to be anything big. It's not going to be a big deal with Randy, I don't think.
Yeah. Speaking of the scrimmage, Saturday will be the first scrimmage closed to the media, closed to the public, so we won't get to watch that. But we'll have a lot more coverage. We'll have Chad, the coordinators, select student athletes to talk to. So be sure to stick with WholeHogSports.com and the Whole Hog Sports video on demand app for all of your coverage here from Razorback Fall Camp. And for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports. Thanks for watching.